problem. We never seem to have enough money anymore. I've tried to help him, and I've tried to fix it. I just feel like I'm trapped. It seems like there is nothing for me to do and nowhere to turn. I love him, but I have to think about our kids. We need to get help.
Problem gambling doesn't just affect the gambler. Call 888-BETS-OFF for free help. Sponsored by the Missouri Alliance to Curb Problem Gambling.
Come out and join the fun this Saturday at McBride & Son's annual block party. Qualified buyers of a McBride home will receive a prepaid lease on a brand new Volkswagen from the Dean team, or save from $2,000 to $102,000 on a select new home. Buy a new home and get a new car. Now that's a party. Choose a new car or save $2,000 to $102,000 on a new home only this Saturday and only with McBride Homes. It's the McBride & Son Homes annual block party. Restrictions apply. See McBrideHomes.com for details.
We all realize the economy has been on a downturn. Jobs are scarce and money is not easy to come by. That's why it is now more important than ever to use locally owned and operated businesses. I'm Karen Cutis, and at Cutis Funeral Home, we realize keeping St. Louis money in St. Louis strengthens our economy. Cutis Funeral Home is St. Louis owned and operated, employing over 100 St. Louisans in our area and putting money back into our community. Cutis Funeral Home. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
Come celebrate new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline with a chance to upgrade your drive when you fill up at Shell. Introducing the 100 BMWs and 100-Day Sweepstakes. Swipe your fuel rewards card to enter to win a BMW 320i. Don't have a card? Get one free at participating Shell stations or visit fuelrewards.com/win. Offer ends September 8th, 2015. No purchase necessary. See official rules at shell.us/win. Void in Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia where prohibited by law.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It's here. Redexum Turf Products, the world's leading designer and manufacturer of specialized lawn maintenance equipment, has opened their first factory direct store in the area. Check out the full line of Husqvarna lawnmowers, chainsaws, and specialty lawn care equipment, American sports work utility vehicles and fun carts, and Yeti coolers. Redexum Turf Products' new 18,000 square foot showroom is located at I-44 and 141 on the North Outer Road of Valley Park. For more, go to RedexumTurfProducts.com. Redexum Turf Products. Are you ready to play?
This week on Christian Questions, God gave us the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule ages ago as a basis for living a godly life. So how are we doing? Have we made the multiple choice? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Very scrumptious looking sausage.
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 5th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. There are two in the St. Louis area. They're all over the country and for thousands of people, maybe tens of thousands of people around the country, they've been able to offer relief, pain relief, not just from pain in feet, but other parts of the body. We're going to tell you how that works and how simple it is and how you don't need an appointment and where to go to find out more about the Good Feet Stores. But first,
hey!
At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peons, you have your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, and if you meet with them, they can help you set up an investment plan with long-term historic returns specifically for you. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
He plays bass for the Johnny Southside Band.
The Southside Johnny Band.
Right.
Yeah.
And he'll be playing that bass guitar Saturday, August 15th in the parking lot of Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. That's going to draw a crowd.
Yes.
The man himself, Dan the man, Dan Strauss, in the house with his trouser mask. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, and I will not be playing the bass tonight in St. Anne because that show has been canceled due to the weather.
A lot of disappointed people. All those people need to come on the 15th.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, to Landoff's parking lot. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Rat Boy says he's going to try to make it.
Really?
Yes. He doesn't want anybody to be introduced. I know he's self-conscious about his face because he looks like a rat. He's very self-conscious about that. But he says he's not going to come unless Kitty Harrison, the grill mistress, on those hamburgers. What do you want on those hamburgers?
Cheese.
He has to have cheese on the hamburger.
Oh, me too.
She can handle that.
Well, same here.
She can handle that. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limperist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have her burn me a hot dog.
I will only eat them burned.
I know.
Same with the bratwurst. They need to be charred black and split open so they're cooked inside.
Yeah.
After a while, they kind of burst and split on the grill. That's when they start getting really cooked. We're brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. You know, a lot of people think if you have foot problems or pain from your feet, it's because you work on your feet. Like you have one of those factory jobs and you stand all day, or you're a cop on the beat or a mail carrier. That's not true. There are lots of people who have foot issues. And when I say foot issues, I don't necessarily mean that the pain is limited to the feet, but it started there. It's coming from there. I know that song, the head bone connected. It was not the head bone. You don't really have a head bone. You have the leg bone connected to the thigh bone connected to the hip bone. You know that song? Well, the foot nerves connected to the leg nerve and leg nerves connected. And it goes up through the body with these nerves. And if you have an issue with your feet, meaning there's pressure that's being put on a certain part of your feet that's excessive, it can be painful, and it can shoot that pain to other parts of the body. You can have backaches, and it's because of the way you're standing or walking, and you just need a slight fix, slight alteration. And that alteration comes in the form of an insert, an arch support from the Good Feet Stores. They've sold thousands and thousands and thousands of these things. And yes, they're more expensive than Dr. What's-His-Name, one size fits all or 10 sizes fit all. Goodfeet has hundreds of different configurations, so they're going to find exactly the right one so that when you get up and walk around right there in the store, you'll feel the difference. If you don't, then you've got bigger problems that can't be fixed with an insert. But I'm thinking there's a good chance they can take care of you. So here's where you need to go, and you don't need an appointment. Creve Coeur. There's a Good Feet Store there on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's, in Shiloh, Illinois. It's on Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet Stores. Now, Peon came across a joke that is, I think, really funny, but I'm going to tell you this joke, and you'll see why it's not good enough for the Playhouse. And it's funny, and it's maddeningly funny, because you're going to get mad almost when it's over. And that's all I'm going to tell you. You'll see. It's very clever. Here's the joke. Teenage boy, getting ready to take his girlfriend to the prom. So he goes to rent a tuxedo, and there's a huge line at the tuxedo store. It takes forever. But he finally waits long enough that he gets up and he rents his tux. Then he's got to go get flowers for the girl for the prom. He heads over to the florist. There is a huge line for flowers, corsages. But eventually, after waiting in line, he gets the flowers. And then he decides, I'm going to get a limo. I'm going to do this right, get a limo. He goes to the limo place. Guess what? Huge line. at the limo place, but finally, he's patient, he gets the limo. And now the day of the prom. They take the limo, he's got his tux, they're dancing, they're having a good time. And after all this time he spent waiting in line for the tux, for the flowers, for the limo, he's finally, this is the big night, they're having a great time, and the song ends, and she asks him to go get some punch. So he heads over to the punch table, and guess what? No punch line. So bad, it's so bad, it's great. Get it? I'm going home yesterday from here on 270. I pass a St. Anne police car. It's a Cadillac.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Dare car, but it's a Cadillac.
Like the CTS?
CTS.
Really?
And I'm sure it's a CTS-V with a hopped-up engine.
Yeah.
But I, how do you... Who
gets that...
Yeah, who decides which officer... Jim, you take the Cadillac.
Hopefully they rotate it where everybody gets a chance to, because...
I hope so, because they got to hate... The others have to hate that guy that gets a Cadillac.
Never seen
that. And I don't see many Dare cars anymore, because as you know, that whole Dare thing was a big flop.
Yeah.
That just didn't work.
Yeah.
That Dare drug thing. But I just thought, hey, good for you, man. You know, if he'd stopped me, I'd have had to say, hey, before you ticket me, nice car. But I've seen some other Dare cars, like a really hopped up Camaro type things that were Dare cars. And I guess you're right. I guess maybe it's a seniority thing. I don't usually watch Jimmy Fallon, not because I don't like him. I think he's very talented. I just don't stay up that late because my wife and I have a very strict policy, 10:30, boom, sex.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that's wait a minute.
What?
No, wait. I'm thinking somebody else.
Yes, that's somebody here.
But I did watch. I did watch Jimmy Fallon because I saw coming up that his guest was going to be Don Rickles. It was sad. I mean, it was very pathetic. I don't know why Don Rickles subjects himself to this. He can't walk well. He has a cane. When they broke for commercials, they already had him in the chair because they didn't want people to see him walking out. And I have to tell you something. It wasn't funny. And what was really annoying was that Jimmy Fallon was laughing like it was the funniest stuff he'd ever heard. And it was old, stale Rickles stuff. For example, Rickles said to Jimmy something like, I followed you. You're a great young comedian, and God bless you. You got the Tonight Show, but I never liked you. And that was it. But I never liked you. And Fallon just acted like he was going to just pass out. He's laughing so hard. It was sad.
And I loved Don Rickles back in the day
he's 80 whatever, and he's kind of just lost it.
Well, he looks like he's way older.
Oh, my goodness, he looks older than
80-something.
Hanging up, Don. Great career. All your cronies are gone. You don't have to do that.
And he was versatile, too. I mean, not only a comedian, but he was in Casino. Remember, he was the
floor
manager?
Oh, my goodness, yes. He was good in that part.
Yeah.
But it was almost fake laughter. It was sympathetic laughter. I was sad. Today is the birthday of Lonnie Anderson.
Oh.
This will make you feel old.
Have you seen her lately, though?
Yeah, she's 70.
Wow.
How does that make you feel?
Wow.
I remember when Lonnie Anderson, man, oh, man, oh, man. There were people that watched that WKRP just for that cleavage. I mean, boy, you know, wasn't she married to Burt Reynolds? I think she was.
Yes.
And speaking of Burt Reynolds, go pull up when you're next time you have time. Just Google recent photo of Burt Reynolds. He looks like a cadaver. Burt Reynolds, for as good-looking as he was, and he and Tom Selleck, I mean, those two, they had the stud department locked up. Tom Selleck still looks great.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds looks like he died 5 years ago. It's horrible.
I don't know if he has an illness or something, but
He looks like he has a serious, serious terminal illness. My goodness, he looks bad. St. Louis walk-in tubs. I talked about them yesterday. I'll mention them briefly. Take a look at this website because I really do believe that for those of us who are baby boomers with really older parents, It can be the difference between continuing to live at home in your own home and being put in a nursing home. One bad fall in the bathroom. Please take a look at this website. This is a company that I would like to eventually speak for. I'd like to make their phone ring. St. Louis Walk-In Tubs. It's stlouiswalkintubs.com. It's actually linked on frankopinion.com under sponsors. This weekend, maybe I'll run into some of you at Pistols Plus. I hope you bow hunters have been going to Osage Beach and taking advantage of that excess inventory of bows that they had. There is a guy in Kirkwood who apparently has been driving around Kirkwood exposing himself to females. They said it happened 3 times since last Wednesday. Now, why haven't they gotten this guy? If this was last Wednesday, he's in a car. How hard could it be for the girls to go, here's the car, even the plate, and they should have had this guy by now. A woman was running on North Taylor. He drove up, and while he's seated in the vehicle, exposed himself. Second girl, 16 years old, was just walking on 400 block of North Kirkwood Road. He drove up, engaged her in conversation, and then exposed himself. The third was about 5 p.m. this past Monday. 16-year-old girl riding a bike, pulls up, starts talking to her, exposes her. What is the deal with those people?
I don't know.
Hey, look at this. And what is that? That's weird.
Yeah.
And said in all three cases, he wouldn't leave until they noticed his thing. Once they saw it, then he was satisfied that they looked at it.
And I think the girls, especially the 16-year-old girls, should probably not be engaging in any conversation with some sort of stranger.
Why are you stopping your bike or stopping walking to talk to this loser?
Don't do that.
I guess if he's convincing enough, or maybe he looks like just a regular guy, maybe he acts like he's in some kind of trouble or he's lost, or, excuse me, I'm lost and my mom is sick and she's staying at a friend's house and I can't find it. I guess there are times when you would say, okay, let me see if I can help this guy. I predict this is going to be a really good CD. It's called If I Can Dream. Elvis Presley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. It comes out October 30th, and what they've done is they took Elvis's vocals recorded between 1956 and 73, and they've done a completely new arrangement with the Philharmonic Orchestra, Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and Michael Bublé does a virtual duet of Fever with Elvis.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me tell you something. These virtual duets they make your hair stand up on the back of your neck. Like when Bo Cephas, you know who that is? Hank Jr. Mm-hmm. Bo Cephas, that's what he called Hank Jr. Hank Rose Jr. did the duet with his dad, There's a Tear in My Beard. Remember that?
Yes.
Or when Natalie did Natalie Cole. That was incredible. So as the technology gets better, they get better and better and better. So Bublé does a duet, and guitarist Dwayne Eddy appears on Bridge Over Troubled Water and an American Trilogy. And that trio, Il Volo, they're opera guys.
It's like an opera boy band or something, I think. Is that the one Simon Cowell's involved with?
I think so. They do It's Now or Never. And Priscilla Presley has already heard, I guess, the master, and she said it gave me chills. I'll bet it's going to be great. So Elvis and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, October 30th. And a lot of that stuff, when they do it, it's better than the original. When they put new instrumentals with it and match it up with other people. There's a plant that grows in Michigan. Listen to this. I didn't know about this. If you walk through the woods in Michigan, you don't want to run into this thing. It's the, what's this thing called? It's near Battle Creek, the plant. Well, shoot, I just lost the name of this thing. The hogweed. Have you ever heard of it?
Hogweed?
Yeah, the giant hogweed plant in Michigan.
I have heard of hogweed.
if you get it on you and you rub your eyes, you can go completely blind. Oh. This, wow. They say this is worse than any poison ivy. It's a member of the carrot family. It says the hogweed plant is one of Mother Nature's nastiest creations.
I thought the carrots were supposed to be good for your eyes.
Well, yeah. Carrots are, but not the hogweed. It says the sap on its leaves, roots, flower heads, seeds, and stem hairs can cause blistering and scars if they touch your skin, and if it gets in your eyes, permanent blindness.
Wow.
This is a nasty plant. So watch out for this thing in Michigan. And they say you don't know when you come in contact with it because it can take as much as 48 hours for any reaction to occur. It is a public health hazard, ranking higher than poison ivy, poison oak, poison sumac, in the potential to harm humans, according to the Michigan Department of Agriculture. And I wish I knew how to tell you what it looks like. They said it can grow 6 to 12 feet high and flowers from... So it's not just like any other plant that... You know, kind of pretty maybe at certain times. So hogweed. Thank goodness we don't have it in Missouri. And I think I actually, oh, shoot. You know what? I missed this. Oh, I missed it. HBO, they had a special with Greg Louganis.
Oh.
Too late. I didn't talk about it in time. We missed it.
On it.
Or as some people called him, and I do not like this, Greg Lucanus. I did not like that.
Who called him that?
A lot of mean people. I didn't like it. And I'm hoping, and I know you all are too, that this feud will end between Drake and rapper Meek Mill.
You know about it. Oh, I'm following this very closely.
Meek Mill?
Come on, you guys. Yes. Patch it up, you guys. Are you with me, Peon?
Yes.
I want them to make it right.
Yeah.
I don't like it when rappers feud.
They need to get up and do a show together or something.
Yeah. Straight fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're shooting diss tracks back and forth.
Yeah,
just knock
it off.
For it.
Come on, we don't need that in the rap world. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Been a while since we did this. I think most men are familiar with a straight razor shave. They're hard to find anymore with the strap and, they sharpen that straight razor. But there's a barber shop that is world famous for the world's closest shave with a straight razor. And so this guy is on vacation, and he has heard about this place, and he realizes it's not that far away. So he goes there, and it says on the outside, "Welcome, home of the world's closest shave." And it's a $30 shave. It's not inexpensive, and it's done with a straight razor. And you don't see that many places anymore because fear of HIV and all this. So he goes in, and there's a guy in before him. There's only one guy does these shaves, and there's a guy in the chair. And when he's finished and gets up, the barber says, "Go on, you're next." And the guy sits down. He says, "Man, I've heard a lot about this place. I cannot wait to get this shave to see what a really close shave feels like." And the barber says, "Here, put this in your cheek." And he hands him a wooden ball. It's a smooth, smaller than a billiard ball, about the size, a little bigger than a ping pong ball, in solid wood. And the customer says, "I'm sorry, what?" He says, "Put it in your cheek. It'll make your cheek stick out, and it stretches the cheek. And that way I can get the smoothest possible shave." The guy goes, "Wow, that makes sense." So he sticks it in one cheek, and the guy... barber shaves the cheek, and he says, "Shift it over to the other cheek." So he does, the right cheek, and the barber shaves him. And the customer says, "Hang on a minute," and he spits it out. And he says, "I got to ask you a question." He says, "This actually could be swallowed by somebody. I mean, it's not impossible, the size of it. Somebody could swallow this." And the barber says, "Yes, that has happened." And the customer says, "My goodness, well, what happened? What happened when somebody swallowed this wooden ball?" He says, "Well, they pass it eventually. They poop it out. And then they bring it back in here to me, just like the guy right before you.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at the traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, some good news. They've cleared the crash that was on eastbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. You still have a little bit of stop-and-go traffic from the Blanchette Bridge through that area, and then it's slowed to the Rock Road. They've also cleared that crash from the ramp on 67 to northbound 55 down in the Festus area. Now, if you're traveling westbound 70, you're going to run slow traffic now between approaching, well, we'll call it Hanley, all the way out to the Earth City Expressway. A little bit heavy again from Mid Rivers Mall Drive through Highway K. Westbound 40, boy, that's got some stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland, then from Lindbergh, we'll call it McKnight, out through Mason and from Winghaven through Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Southbound 141, it's pretty well jammed up now, south of Gravois Bluffs through Highway 21. Northbound 170 is heavy. The usual spot now between 70 and Airport Road. Eastbound 270, just a little off the pace between 170 and New Florissant. And it looks like southbound 270, we've got a couple slow pockets now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And this report brought to you by Firehouse Subs. The King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich is back. It's steaming hot, 12-hour pit smoked, pulled pork topped with pepper jack cheese and fresh Hawaiian coleslaw, all piled high on toasted King's Hawaiian bread. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen, limited time only. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Thursday, August 6th at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Nashville Sounds on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Are you sick of those slippery dentures?
Are you sick of that disgusting-tasting adhesive?
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center has the perfect solution.
Mini dental implants click your dentures right into place.
Minis can secure a single tooth, a partial, or a full set of dentures.
So you can eat, drink, and smile with complete confidence.
No oral surgery is required, so the healing time is minimal.
And after your initial consultation, the mini dental implant procedure can typically be completed in just a single visit.
Best of all, minis are as little as one-third the price of conventional implants.
So the question is, why wouldn't you?
Call Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center right now to schedule your free initial consultation with Dr. Richard Boatman.
618-579-2499.
That's 618-579-2499.
Or visit them online at gatewaymdi.com.
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center.
A snap away to a beautiful smile.
Owning a home without a home warranty is like walking a tightrope without a net. Any day, any moment, any one of your home appliances or systems could call it quits, leaving you with an unexpected repair or replacement bill and a serious hole in your household budget. But a home warranty from American Home Shield helps cover repair and replacement costs on up to 21 of your home systems and appliances. Your air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. That could save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-6926.
American Home Shield is a must for homeowners.
They've taken care of every major problem we've had.
You wouldn't walk a tightrope without a net. Why risk your household budget with home appliances that could break down anytime? Life happens. Have a plan. Get the budget protection you deserve from an award-winning home warranty service, American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-6926. That's 1-800-700-6926. 1-800-700-6926.
This isn't a commercial. It's a gift to anyone who's sick and tired of dealing with their hearing loss. Because we'll give everyone who calls a risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Not only that, we'll also give you free shipping and free batteries for life. But you must call now. 1-800-700-9313. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're sick of dealing with your hearing loss, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Come out and join the fun this Saturday at McBride & Sons' annual block party. Qualified buyers of a McBride home will receive a prepaid lease on a brand new Volkswagen from the Dean team, or save from $2,000 to $102,000 on a select new home. Buy a new home and get a new car. Now that's a party. Choose a new car or save $2,000 to $102,000 on a new home only this Saturday and only with McBride Homes. It's the McBride & Son Homes' annual block party. Restrictions apply. See McBrideHomes.com for details.
Tired of fighting with your lawn hose every day? Time to get Dynagreen's perfect garden hose. Dynagreen's kink-free, helix-wrapped hose provides crush, kink, and abrasion protection. In fact, Dynagreen's hose maintains flexibility in extreme temperatures, and most importantly, it coils easily. So for that perfect garden hose and for that perfect green lawn, find your local independent lawn and garden dealer at DynagreenInfo.com.
Available at Ann's Garden and Greenhouse.
They're coming!
A serious environmental threat is closing in. It's the emerald ash borer, an exotic beetle whose larvae feed on and can kill your ash trees.
Save the trees!
It's been detected nearby, and without proper control, can devastate landscapes, causing millions of dollars of damage. The certified arborists at T&L Tree Service can provide effective treatment and prevention of the emerald ash borer infestation. Call them at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate and help save your trees from the emerald ash borer. Online at TNLTreeService.com.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Advance Auto Parts introduces the Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.
No retirement game plan? Then no retirement. Discover a simple step-by-step guide to help create a rock-solid retirement plan on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, that's who did that song. That's one of their hit. We're going to Southern California, where Mike Evans is standing by, and his visit is made possible by a place where I'll be dining tomorrow night. I can't wait. Annie Gunn's restaurant. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. Nothing like either one of them in the entire St. Louis area. Gift cards are always a good idea. Folks, here's Mike Evans.
That's me, homie. Get that right. You have that correct.
What is going on? Well, having a little sip. A relax.
Anyway.
No.
No.
What nice bouquet.
My goodness.
Bachwitz question, name the name of the Hollywood star who was in the California National Guard. activated during the Watts riots in the 1960s and actually fought rioters with clubs and guns. Ted Danson, Tom Selleck, George Lucas, Sam Elliott. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets, is it true? Several women are talking about a class action suit about formally accusing Bill Clinton of sexual misbehavior, dating back to that rumored rape when he was at Oxford. Shortly after that rumor came out, he left Oxford without getting the Rhodes Scholar graduation. I mean, we're talking about Elaine Wellstone, Barbara Broderick, Carol Moffat, Paula Corbu, Sandra James, Christina Zerwick, Kathleen Wiley, Paula Jones, and a couple of others.
Wait, wait, if the statute of limitations has run out for Bill Cosby stuff, how come it hasn't run out for these?
Well, you still do a civil suit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I wish I'd done it with her.
What's wrong with your voice?
Nothing.
Charlize Theron and Sean Penn broke up because Charlize Theron decided she wanted to adopt another child. Sean Penn wanted nothing to do with that. Odds and ends. Just when you think celebrities can't get more over the top, totally ridiculous, ridiculously extravagant, Beyonce designed and ordered stiletto heels that have 1,350 diamonds in them.
That's ridiculous.
And cost $312,000.
Right, you know what?
Wow.
A pair of shoes!
Yeah, now you've gone to the point of ridiculousness and insanity.
It's ridiculous. Anyway.
No.
Think tank in Washington, D.C. asked 1,000 people who like Donald Trump why. And over they heard that old quote from the old 1976 film from Network, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore." Basically, these folks just kept repeating that they're fed up with all these lying politicians on both sides of the aisles and will do anything and anything to get anything different than what we've had for the last 25 years.
And I have to tell you, I think that there are two things. They're going to go after him with two things. One, they're going to dig up all his past and ex-wives and any dirt, bankrupt or whatever. And the other thing they're going to throw at him is this. He has no career. He has no experience in politics. Well, I got news for you. To me personally, it doesn't make a bit of difference. In fact, that's probably a bonus. Thank you. I think it is.
That's a bonus. Downton Abbey fans, listen up. The last season starts in January, but I hear there's a Downton Abbey movie in the works.
Oh, thank goodness.
Same cast. You don't like it, do you?
I've never watched it.
Oh, it's a great show.
I watched it for
Did you watch The End of the Mob of New York?
Oh, we recorded a bunch of them. I watched one last night. I've got one to go, and I'm caught up.
Oh, man, are they good.
It's so good. It's a great history lesson.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No.
New York Post headline, disgrace, former Representative Anthony Weiner's new job is no cush government gig. Instead, he works 6 days a week, 12 hours a day at a public relations firm. New York Post headline screams, Weiner, finally a working stiff.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Date in history, August 5th, 1957, a new television show debuts called American Bandstand. Starring 27-year-old Dick Clark.
Wow.
Instant pop quiz question, where did that show originate?
Philadelphia?
Yes. Sad date in history, August 5th, 1861. Abraham Lincoln signs a law for the first time calling for a personal income tax to pay for the Civil War.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah. When are we going to have that Civil War paid off?
Not anytime soon, apparently.
No. Anyway.
Nope.
No.
And what bouquet. And finally. The name of the Hollywood star who was the California National Guard was activated during the Watts riots in the 1960s and was actually fought rioters with clubs and guns. Ted Danson, Tom Selleck, George Lucas, Sam Elliott.
Oh, man. I'll go Sam Elliott.
George Lucas.
Give me, what were they again?
Tom Selleck.
Who was, was it Selleck, one of them?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Selleck.
The answer is Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got it, Sam.
Yeah, I got it. I'm the winner. What do I get?
Nothing.
Okay. That was Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Guns. If you're going to go to dinner at Annie Guns, you better make reservations. This place is, they're closed on Monday, and I'm not kidding. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, that parking lot is full, always full, and there's a reason for that. And you'll taste and experience the reason when you visit Annie Guns. Next door, of course, the Smokehouse Market. Precision Coatings has been on board for, a couple of months now, I guess. And I am thrilled with the response that we've been getting from people who have called Precision Coatings and said, hey, I need my house painted inside, outside, both in some cases. And they are thrilled with the professionalism. And I guess the artistic way that they paint. Painting is not something I don't think that just everybody can do well. My dad was a house painter, but I was really, really little when he did it. I can have a faint memory. I was like 6 years old, 7 years of him. And, it wore the white bib overalls.
I
understood why white. Why not multicolored so the paint would? But they were always white, and if you were a really good painter, they were never clean and white. Even when they're clean, they still had paint on them. And I remember seeing brushes in just jars of turpentine. That's how they wash the brushes, in turpentine. A lot has changed about paint and brushes. And you need to know there are many, many, many kinds of brushes and rollers and paint. And you need to know exactly which one is right for the job you're going to do or you're going to be redoing it. Most of us don't know that. Precision Coatings does is what they do. They're painters. They also do power washing because some jobs require power washing before you can paint. And maybe you just need the power washing. Maybe it's a driveway or a deck that needs power washing. And speaking of decks, they do a lot of deck refurbishing. Decks don't last forever. Most decks are wood. And that wood goes bad or rots, and maybe part of it needs to be replaced or all of it. They do deck refurbishing. Like it'd be like you have a brand new deck again. So residential or commercial painting, this is the name you want, Precision Coatings. So far, I'm getting terrific feedback. Don't paint yourself, unless it's like one wall in the house or something. Okay, you probably get away with that. But most of the time, you don't want to. Look, they're on ladders and stuff all the time. They know what they're doing. We don't. Precision Coating, 636-244-5243, or go to frankopinion.com, enter and click on sponsors, and there they are, and it'll link you right to their really nice website. Give you an idea of what they do at Precision Coatings.
It's time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
You're still slow on eastbound 40 downtown from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound from west of Kings Highway or the Science Center through McCausland. Pretty heavy stop and go, we'll call it, between Lindbergh out through 141. But then it's a pretty good run out through Highway 70. Maybe a little hiccup around Lake St. Louis Boulevard. On eastbound 270, no delays there. Northbound 270, we're finding it a little slow in those two right lanes north of Dorset up through 70. Westbound 70, a few little pockets between 170 and the Earth City Expressway, and a little heavy again around Highway 94. And it looks like we have southbound 141 still has really heavy traffic between Fiedler Lane down through Highway 21. And this report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. At Advance Auto Parts, they introduce Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Get the kids an A-plus back-to-school wardrobe at Burlington with the hottest trends and classic looks, all at the lowest prices. Burlington, style for everyone.
All right, we had a good day today. Tomorrow's Thursday. That's our wide open day. If you've never called before, call us tomorrow or enter the talent show. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. when the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, dear. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Why, the city of St. Louis is turning to barbershops to help cut the number of cases of sexually transmitted diseases.
Five juveniles, one as young as six, believed involved in a late-night carjacking. What police are saying about the bold crime tonight?
One North St. Louis block is the scene of a third murder this year. Tonight, one alderman's frustration in fighting the growing crime in the city.
Temperature's pretty easy to take for August, and we do have some more wet weather on the way as we head into the night.
First at 6, St. Louis police were investigating a carjacking late last night in Soulard.
And the ages of the five suspects involved would probably make you do a double take on this one. Fox News' Rebecca Roberts is live.